All right, good morning. It's Dave Plyer on 720 WGN. Tonight is the big night when the Walter Payton NFL Man of the Year Award is presented during the Super Bowl pregame festivities tonight. And this year, it's a tie. Giants quarterback Eli Manning and Cardinals wide receiver both won. Larry Fitzgerald both won the award this year. And joining us this morning is the host of The Beat on WGN Radio and host of CLTV Sports Feed to talk about his father's legacy and the big award they'll be presenting on the field tonight, and that's Jared Payton. What's up, my friend?
What's going on? How you doing?
I am good. I heard it's going to be like 75 degrees in Houston.
I'm so fine with that right now. I really am. It's amazing to see that winter just never gives up in the city of Chicago.
No,
ever.
It's a good time to go play someplace
warm.
It really is. Your dad, one of the greatest players in NFL history, 9 Pro Bowl selections, MVP titles, Super Bowl, several rushing records, and inducted into the Pro Football Hall of Fame in 93, College Football Hall of Fame in 96, 13 years with the Bears. What a special man. Anytime anyone ever mentions Walter Payton, it creates such a warm place in their heart, and you got to spend almost 20 years. What was that like, with your dad, and living that life when he was a Chicago Bear?
It was a weird kind of crazy life as a kid because it wasn't normal. It just wasn't. Yeah. Your dad was almost looked at as a superhero by most people.
Yeah.
And you looked at him as dad who was like grounding you from, playing video games and, disciplining you and all that good stuff. But it was unreal. It was not a normal childhood where I remember early 80s, we weren't able to go out and just go to dinner.
Yeah, no, We couldn't just go out. Yeah.
And so for a kid who, you'd go out with your friends and their families and you're like, wow, you guys could just sit and eat dinner and have a good time and talk. And it was always, people coming up wanting to talk. But my dad would find time. He was such a good person that he would give up his time for everybody else. And as I started to grow, I started to understand that my dad wasn't just ours. He was everybody else's as well.
He was.
And once you understand that, it makes it a lot easier. And the people from Chicago, even now to this day, the love that they have for my dad and my family, it gives you chills because this is the greatest city in America. You can't tell me anything different. And I love being here because I feel like all these people that are fans of my dad and Bears fans are a part of my family. And
I would think so.
They really are, and it's pretty amazing.
But even when you say Chicago Bears today, you hear in your head George Halas and Walter Payton.
Yeah.
Those are the two names that are synonymous.
I probably have to go with Halas first because, he's the guy that started everything.
Fair enough.
But, to be one of the greatest, you have to – that's one of the criterias, in my opinion, that you have to – when you think about that team that you're thought of first or second.
Yeah.
And it's a telling tale to really see how, guys – that have put in so much work for their organizations and how they're remembered and their legacy with that organization. It's an amazing thing to think about, not just my dad, but guys all around the league, that when you think of that special team, that one team, that they're the guy that you think of.
What you said earlier, I think I was in maybe 7th or 8th grade. It was late 70s, early 80s. We were at brunch someplace, and I was coming back to my table, and I saw your dad, and just for a brief seconds, he was just looking in that direction, and he kind of smiled and waved, and I walked over and shook his hand and talked to him for me. He stood up, talked to me for a little bit. I was like in another world walking back to my table like a zombie. I don't even think I told the people at the table that I just said hello to Walter Payton. Then he came up when he was leaving and came over to our table, our family table, and introduced himself to everybody. An amazing guy.
That was him. And yeah. It's pretty cool because I love hearing that. And everybody has a Walter Payton story, and he's been gone for 17 years.
That's crazy.
And every single day since November 1st, 1999, he has been talked about to me by somebody other than my family, and it just speaks volumes to the lives that he impacted.
Well, and his legacy lives on through your family, and what he did through the Walter and Connie Payton Foundation and started that tradition that you carry on is nothing short of incredible.
Yeah, the foundation work. I called my mom the other day, and I just told her, thank you very much for raising me the right way and understanding what it means to be able to give back in service and what that means to our family. And both of them, my mom, my dad, they both showed my sister and I the path that we need to go down. And they did it by doing it themselves, being out there and working hard and giving back to the community. And we have kind of taken on ourselves and doing it in our own way. But to see the lives that we've impacted just in the city of Chicago, it brings joy to our heart that we're able to help people out.
And you do it in your own way with the Jared Payton Foundation,
yeah,
which is an anti-bullying thing, which is still such a massive issue in every school.
Especially nowadays.
Yeah.
Especially
nowadays. Yeah. You're
not
so
just
right.
In schools, but yeah. Also in our communities as well. We have to figure out how to learn how to deal with one another and live and
respect.
Respect. I mean, it's about respect, yeah, and love, and that's what I try to teach to the kids, yeah, and the people every single day.
Now, the NFL Man of the Year Award that has been around since 1970, your father first won it in 77. It's named in his honor. What's the criteria to be nominated, Jared?
A little bit of everything. It's what you're doing in your community. It's how you're giving back. It's more about that than it is to play on the football field. It's about what you're doing to be able to help out
in
others that are less fortunate than you are.
Yeah.
And it's about really helping not only, you know, every team has a nominee, but it whittles it down to three finalists.
Right.
But through the process, it really does. Each time that one person from that team gets nominated, it helps out their foundation because it brings more light to what they're doing. And it helps
to the
out
other, to the other members
to
of the team.
Guys.
Yeah, absolutely.
And with the three finalists, yeah, there's going to be one guy that wins. But all three and their causes gets put on this big, huge scale so more people out there could donate and get involved and become, you know, volunteers of the foundation, how they can be a part. It helps out each one of the guys. And to be honest, when it comes down to the three finalists, all three guys end up are big winners in my book.
Eli Manning, Larry Fitzgerald, Greg Olson. Those are the big three.
It's insane.
Can't get better. Can't get bigger than that.
I was talking to Charles Tillman, who won the award a couple of years ago, and Charles said, I don't want to be in your position right now. Because you have three guys that are very deserving.
Very true.
And not only just very deserving, but three guys that are big-time names in the game of football, and all these guys are doing great things in their communities and with their foundations, and it's going to be a tough, tough call to be able to choose one of these guys, but they're all very well-deserving.
And I think there are more Chicago Bears and Chiefs, I think, that have won this award named after your father, and I'm sure your father served as an inspiration to all of these folks.
I hope so, because he wanted to kind of show just the way to live your life and how to do it, that nobody's perfect, but you can leave an impact.
Now, you, your mom, Britt, you hit the field in the pregame tonight and to present the award again. And I've asked you this before, but I love hearing about it. What is that experience like? Because everyone is in front of that 115 million people plus sitting and watching every moment of this game.
Well, you would think that your Twitter account would go a little bit more crazier than it does, but it really is. To be there for the festivities tonight is going to be insane. And just to walk out onto the field and look at, you know, all the performers and the halftime performers and all the celebrities that are on the football field at that time, it gives you goosebumps. And all you want to do is not get in anybody's way. That's what I try to do. Try to make sure I'm not in anybody's way.
Yeah.
I don't want to trip over someone, hurt someone that's performing. So my head's on a swivel looking to make sure that I don't hurt anybody.
Well, Lady Gaga is going to be on the roof, so she's going to be way out of everybody's way.
I just want to meet her. I so want to meet her. My sister and I, that's all we keep talking about. We got to get a picture with Gaga.
They're still trying to figure out, I think, the insurance ramifications to have her on the roof. They haven't found somebody, or they, as far as the early part of this week, have not figured out how to insure her standing on top of the building.
Call my wife, because she definitely could help them out with the insurance. I know that for sure.
There you go. There you go. All right, Patriots-Falcons, what's your thoughts on tonight's game? Let's talk real football here.
It's really going to come down to, you have two offenses that are really, really good, defenses that are going to have to step up and try to take away something, and which team, I believe, that has the ball at the end of the game is going to be the winner. I think this is going to be a close game. Atlanta's just too balanced to me on offense, that I think Bill Belichick will take away something that, and that's probably Julio Jones a little bit for the Falcons. But I just think that they're so balanced. I'm picking the Falcons to win this game, and I know that's probably not the popular pick, but I feel like it's something with Matt Ryan and how well he's played.
I feel like they're a little bit of the underdog because everyone's talking about Peyton and Belichick. So I'm with you on that as well. Well, 115 million of you will be watching the Super Bowl tonight. Catch the pregame where Connie Jarrett and Brittany Payton will all be on hand to present the Walter Payton NFL Man of the Year Award. And you can catch Jarrett hosting the Beat weekend afternoons right here on 720 WGN. And I'm the host of Sports Feed weeknights on CLTV. Have a great time tonight, buddy.
Appreciate it.
All right. 720 WGN.